University of British Columbia.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to 7 p.m. on this Sunday evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we broadcast from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which include the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations here at the University of British Columbia. We are unceded. We are existing on unceded territory, and it is important to recognize that as frequently as possible. Welcome to the 214. This is my mixed genre show that's all about concerts past, present, and future. And apologies for the missing of an episode. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. I was sick with COVID, which is really nice and super fun. That's twice in a year period that I have caught this virus. It's always coming back in new ISO forms, which is very exciting for me as a student and intern. So welcome to the 214. I've got an exciting playlist for tonight, and the theme or concert theme for tonight is going to be artist collaborations with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. And I've been wanting to play a specific couple songs off of a collaboration with Josh Pike and the Sydney Symphony Orchestra that took place at the Sydney Opera House in 2016. There's an album that he put out following this like concert collaboration that I really like. And what's interesting is I've listened to Josh Pike and his solo stuff that's been like produced and reworked several times in studio. And then I listened to this live recording with the symphony orchestra in Sydney, and it's just like a masterpiece. Like, it blows my mind. And it's one of these albums that I can listen to on repeat, like regardless of the season and the time. And like, I can't listen to a lot of things like within a certain time frame, but this album, I can listen to songs from this album like almost on a loop, which is pretty scary. And it's because there are like little details that you miss every time, and then you listen to it, and like his voice just meshes like so well with the orchestra. Anyway, I picked one song off of the album that I wanted to play, that I want to start this episode with. And it was very difficult to pick one song, but I picked Fill You In. It's about 5 minutes and 29 seconds. And yeah, I'm going to start playing that one tonight, and then we'll see where this goes. Definitely got some interesting live performances queued up that I'm going to chat about later. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. So I'd be interested to see what people think of this. And yeah, just for your information, my name is Olivia, and I'm the host of tonight's episode on the 214. Thank you so much.
To go back to bed, 'cause it's a shame to go outside when the wind keeps howling now. So for a little while there, I lived inside a cave, and there were bears and bugs and leaves and love, and a dark that only left you when the night came crawling home. And I was happy there for a while, until I woke one day to find the roof had blown away and the wind blew through me. And then the very next day it began to rain, and it rained right through me. Struck right beside my head, and a branch fell down and came to rest upon my broken legs. And to my surprise, that bough began to grow. And then the weatherman said to look at the sunset, and if the sky was red, the very next day would be dry instead. And I was happy in the sun, like a lazy one, like a lazy one. And then that broken bough, it began to grow, and it grew right through me. And then the very next day, well, the grass did blade, and it cut right through me.
tied her right between my ribs, and she lived right through me. And then a bird came and pecked at the space in my chest, and then he flew right through me. Now there's a hole in the ground where I used to lay down, and I can't feel it in. And there's a coloring pad in the back of my head, and I wanna fill you in. And I was nothing more than an impression of myself, and I wanna fill you in. Yeah, you could lay your body in the hollow where I used to be, and you could fill me in. And then that broken bough, it began to grow, and it grew right through me. And then the very next day, I believed in something new. What can I say? And then a bird came and pecked at the space in my chest, and then he flew right through me. And then a rabbit dug a tunnel right between my ribs, and she lived right through me. There was a hole in my chest where the animals lived, and I wanna fill you in. You know I do a very fine impression of myself, and I wanna fill you in. 'Cause there's a coloring pad in the back of my head, and I wanna fill you in. I wanna fill you in.
We have a crying in the van with my friend. It was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find it. All things go.
TCR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British
Columbia,
Canada.
Anyway, so just to recount, that was starting off with Josh Pike with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. And the album is titled Live at the Sydney Opera House from 2016. I hope you liked the track Fill You In. And I followed up with Sufjan Stevens with a somewhat orchestral album, but definitely Chicago, which is the track I played, is backed by an orchestra. And fun fact, that was off of the album Illinois that I initially thought was a relatively new album, because I don't listen to a lot of Sufjan Stevens or know much about their music. But yeah, apparently that album came out in 2005, and I thought it came out this year, which is kind of embarrassing, but also true. And yeah, so before I have a big surprise track that I want to play, but I'm not ready yet, because I'm still deciding which song off of the live album I want to play. So we're getting there, not there yet. Anyway, I want to play the one and only goddess of everything, Aretha Franklin. She produced an album titled The Queen of Soul entirely, or like half of it. I think half of it is her by herself, and then she has the second half of it with songs redone with and backed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. This is called The Queen of Soul, and it was released, it re-released in 2018, maybe for, I'm not sure why. It's a compilation album, the re-release, but she originally did perform this live with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. So I'm playing the re-release, but it's fine. Anyway, so this track is called Oh Me, Oh My, and yeah, I hope you enjoy. Let's see how this one is. I have not heard it backed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, but I assume it will be a very enlightening experience for us all. Once again, you are listening to The 214, which is my show all about concerts past, present, and the future. And I'm your host for tonight, Olivia. Thanks for listening, everyone.
To make you laugh, I'll be the fool for you. Although the people turn in jail, I really don't care. I would give my everything to keep you, boy. It breaks my heart when you're not there. I'll stage a ballet on a tabletop. Command performance, finger style. Yeah, yeah. I'll find the music there in your eyes. Oh, me, oh, my. I'm a fool for you, baby. Oh, me, oh, my. I am crazy, baby. Oh, me, oh, my. I'm a fool for you, baby. Take a magic carpet ride. Yes, we will. And we'll tell our smoky friend, hey, don't you forget. Because you got to keep us. Oh,
was The Crusaders with B.B. King and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with their recorded live track Royal Jam. This was released off of MCA Records in 1982. So super excited. Exciting. Ugh. I am excited though. And yeah, so what a cool venue too. The Royal Festival Hall in London. Okay, so I've decided that the next track I'm going to play is off of the album called Orchestra Night and the label Blues Power Records Incorporated. This is Eric Clapton with the Philharmonic Orchestra, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and it was recorded in 1990 at the Royal Albert Hall in London. So basically, I was struggling between whether I should play White Room, which is the 11th track off of the album, versus playing Concerto for Electric Guitar and Orchestra, Opus Number 1, which is the 12th track off of the album. And I came to the conclusion that I will be playing both because I really want to listen to the 12th track. And White Room is my favorite Cream song. So I hope you're excited. We're going to see how this goes. And obviously, if the Concerto for electric guitar is not as exciting as I hope it to be, I will quickly switch it off. But I highly doubt that. Because doesn't Concerto for electric guitar just sound freaking awesome? Ooh, I'm way too excited for a Sunday night. Did I mention that yesterday I ran a half marathon and my entire body is in like the most physical pain I've ever been in? And not necessarily because I ran the half marathon, because I've done that before and it is awful, but yesterday was like impressively bad. And I won't get into it because it has nothing to do with my show. But briefly, it was very cold yesterday, and for energy purposes, I like take these, like I hammer back these like very viscous liquid gel like energy shots that are supposed to have like essential amino acids and like your electrolytes, and they have like, there's like 100 calories per thing, so you're like, you're running and you just like take it and then you keep going. It's supposed to be like take one every 45 minutes for energy, right? So I tend not to eat before races because I'm nervous and I don't want to like start the run off with indigestion. But so like I think at the 8 kilometer mark I was like, okay, let's go. And I like took one and then I like had some water because they give it water on these really long runs, right? And like, oh my God, immediately it came back up. Like horrifying. And it is like so not fun when you're running and it's like kilometer 9 and it's like something that's already so viscous, like more viscous than pudding, like molasses maybe. I don't know why I'm describing this on air, but like gravity is not meant to support the like upwards motion of a liquid like that in someone who's jumping around. Anyway, so it's been a rough weekend to say the least, but I'm very excited to play for you White Room by Eric Clapton, performed by Clapton and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra at the Royal Albert Hall in London on February 10th, 1990. It took me a while to find this, but I think I have it. And I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your show host for tonight, Olivia, and you are listening to The 214, my show where I talk about concerts past, present, and future. I'm just going to come back on really quickly because I have to find it once again and skip to the part in the live show where there are songs being performed. Anyway, here we go. Thank you so much.
And then there will be a small intermission. In the meantime, we will play White Room.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so that was pretty cool, especially watching the video. You can find the whole concert online. My only comment is that the audio tape, or the audio in general on that clip, was not super great. I think it might have been bootleg, because you can purchase the entire album on Discogs. However, I don't think it is. It's like you can the whole concert's taped on here on YouTube. Regardless, I don't think I'm going to play the 16 minutes of just pure solo, because I don't actually have time for that. I only have 15 more minutes left. I did not account for it. But I am going to play a really cool collaboration by Yngwie Malmsteen and the New Japan Philharmonic Orchestra. This live performance is titled Concerto Suite with Electric Guitar and Orchestra. And it is the footage is coming from the Swedish leg of their tour with the Japan Philharmonic Orchestra. It's pretty ambitious and a very entertaining song to listen to. So we're going to go ahead and listen to Yngwie Malmsteen's Icarus Dream Suite Opus 4 with the New Japan Philharmonic Orchestra. And yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, that came to an abrupt ending. Was not expecting that. But I will say that was super cool. And so was his hair. Like, wild, iconic hair. Yeah, so we are approaching near the end of this evening's episode. But just a reminder that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And we do broadcast from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations at the University of British Columbia. And this is The 214, my show that's all about concerts, past, present, and future. And we're going to have one final exciting track for you, drumroll, after the station advertisements. Thank you so much for supporting us.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Totally got you. I'm not playing Elvis on air. So the last thing I want to play for you guys tonight is a track off of the Beach Boys with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. This was an album that came out in 2018, and it's pretty cool. A lot of the openings, like, they have these, like, really extensive, like, drawn out openings that's just purely orchestra, and then the Beach Boys harmonization comes in. And it's very cool. Like, I actually think that I like this album the most out of all of Beach Boys' discography. Which has been an opinion I've formed over time. Anyway, I'm going to get to this. And I'm going to play God Only Knows because I really like the intro here. And it's a really nice, lovely, depressing song. So, thank you guys so much for listening to the 214 tonight. I'm going to have a really exciting episode next week, Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite bands and my favorite concert. One of my favorite concerts. And yeah, this is the 214. And I hope everyone has a survivable Monday tomorrow. And I'm really glad it's raining again. Like, really glad. Have a good night, guys.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Tonight's episode is all about some amazing local talent, a DJ and a producer with